Before we get started, we just wanted to thank you for all your support.
Join us on Patreon for exclusive bonus content and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Carried Away Podcast.
Let's get into the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Carried Away.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Just as a warning, we have a special guest today on the pod.
Toto.
We have Toto on the pod. Now, he is sat right next to me on my desk. He is on the desk. So if you hear any weird noises, just know it isn't me or Ellen.
<It's Toto. laughs>
Well, I mean, weirder than normal, let's just say.
Yes.
Toto is excited to be on the pod. He's got lots of thoughts. He's got lots of opinions.
Yeah, we want to hear them.
And yeah, particularly about Sandwich Boy. He was like all over that.
Sandwich Boy? Have I watched this episode?
Have you watched this episode, Ellen?
I'm pretty sure I have. Sandwich Boy?
Wow. Okay.
Let's get into the episode.
Let's get into the episode. So season three... Wait. Actually, before we get into the episode, we need a debrief of last week's episode. So Ellen, remind us what happened last week.
So last week, the affair continued. Mm-hmm. Aiden went away for a couple of nights. So Carrie took it upon herself to contact Big again and just continue the affair.
Yeah.
Sandwich Boy! I remember Sandwich Boy. Sorry. Anyway.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so that happened. We had more manipulation from Charlotte.
Yes, that is.
Towards Trey.
Yes, that is true.
Before I move on, actually, Carrie and Aiden, they declared their love for each other.
They did.
Which made things even worse.
Yes, and at the end, in the voiceover, she says as well that she's done with, you know, she'd kicked her...
her habit.
Her habit.
Yeah.
You know, referring to Big.
Yes, and Aiden thinks that the secret is that she was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on there. So infuriating, but... Mm-hmm. And then same with Charlotte. So Charlotte had her engagement party with Trey.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bunny organized.
100% Bunny organized. Yeah. You think Charlotte or Trey maybe they could input on the guest list, but apart from that,
I think that was it. Yeah.
It was Bunny's party.
They had some discussion over their prenuptial agreement. So, you know, Charlotte again manipulated her way to get what she wanted.
Fully.
Miranda had a lot of phone sex.
She did.
Yep. But we like to see Miranda getting back out in the dating scene, you know? But just not in that way. Maybe someone a bit more local this time.
Maybe someone who's not having phone sex with multiple people at the same time.
Exactly. We had the most like amazing Samantha moment of her just having a party because she's fabulous, which we love.
Icon.
Absolute icon. And although she was sick for a moment, she came out of it and she was like, I was delusional. You know? Because she was. Because the things she was saying, we shall not repeat.
No.
Because they were not a Samantha thing to say.
Absolutely not. No.
So yeah, that was a little debrief from what happened last episode.
Yes, and one of the most important parts of that debrief is how Carrie ended the episode in saying that she had kicked her habit. Let's just put a pin in
Liar!
That. Liar! Let's just put a pin in that for the next 3 seconds.
Yeah, for the next 3 seconds. Can I just also say, that just reminds me of the scene with Khloe Kardashian, you know, whenever that whole like moment with Kylie's friend, you know, that whole thing.
And she Jordan.
Was on the phone. Yeah, and she was like, liar! That's all I think about whenever you say liar. Yes. I'm like... Yeah.
Liar!
Liars! In this episode, which is season 3, episode 11, entitled Running with Scissors, directed by Dennis Erdman, which I don't think we've heard that name before.
No.
Written by Michael Patrick King and aired August 20th, the year 2000. We start the episode. First of all, it doesn't immediately start with a voiceover. Like, there was a few seconds. I was like, what's happening? What's happening? Yeah. But we start the episode, Big is in a hotel, and when I say that, I don't mean his apartment. We actually mean a hotel. An actual hotel. And there's a knock at the door, and it's Carrie doing this whole FBI Secret Service thing. And she says, like, room service, and she's got a cinnamon roll hair. And he says, you know, we've got to stop meeting like this. And they go off to bed.
Sorry, can I just say, this is something that really, this thing like really pisses me off, because they're like,
they're playing into it.
It's like a game.
Exactly.
And watching this again, like, I was like, for fuck's sake, like, it was like, seriously.
I know, it's like they're really playing into it, they're really...
It's like they're laughing behind their back, yeah.
Exactly. Carrie has been going on about how, you know, how much she loves Aiden and blah, 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 and she's kicking this addiction with Big, and then she's like, lol, just kidding. And she probably bought that fucking outfit just so she could do that.
Yeah, I know, it annoyed me. But go on, I'm sorry.
I know.
For interrupting.
No. No, it's fine. So Carrie in the voiceover says, when Charles Dickens, which my note actually says Charms Dickens, when Charles Dickens wrote, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, I believe he must have been having an affair with his married ex-boyfriend. So then we see them again on a different day, meeting in a different hotel, and it's noticeably less nice than the previous hotel. Carrie says, our affair, like our hotels, had gone from elegant with crystals to shady with plastic cups.
The thing is, whenever she says it's gone to shady, it's always been shady.
It really has. What part of that affair has been elegant?
No, none of it.
None of it.
There's nothing elegant about an affair.
Absolutely nothing. We see them lay in bed, and Carrie's pissed off at the whole situation. She hates the hotel. She says that, you know, she booked it because nobody knows them in that area. And Big says, well, I don't care who sees us. And she's like, yes, you do. Do you want people to get hurt? And then they just, like, start kissing. I don't understand this whole scene. But then she's like, you know, she's too hot. And she says, I can't do this. Then he says, are you saving it for your boyfriend? And I was just like,
what a dicky thing to say.
I hate this man. But she jumps up and is like, no, you don't get to talk to me that way. So he apologizes, and then they're like, you know, how did we get here? Who are we? Like, they basically don't recognize themselves. They're sneaking around, and it's just not good. But he just kisses her, which is just typical Big. Mm. So then we cut to Carrie and Miranda at a bar, and Carrie says to Miranda, I have something to tell you, and you're not going to like it. And believe me, I would rather tell anyone but you. Which I thought was interesting.
That's because she knows that, like, Miranda's going to tell her the truth. But I also, if she was to tell Charlotte would go into the, but he's married, you know, you're in a relationship. Mm. Like, really, like, we know that that's the reaction she's going to have in any situation.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I think, so, like, it's not going to hit as hard, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, Charlotte's going to say what we know she's going to say. Whereas, like, Miranda's going to be so, like, disappointed and, like, you know.
Miranda's going to call it like it is. She's going to give Carrie the hard truths. But it's interesting because we'll see how the episode evolves. I don't know. I just thought when she said that, I was like, I just... Because she says that she would rather tell anyone but Miranda, but she hasn't told Charlotte. So it's like, well, you're saying one thing, but you're actually doing...
Yeah, that's true.
You're not telling Charlotte.
I just think we know what Charlotte's going to say.
I know. She tells Miranda that she's having an affair with Big. And Miranda's reaction is to just be like, I swear my heart just stopped. Like, she's just shook to a core. Carrie says that she's smoking too. Miranda asks for a cigarette. And Carrie's response is to say, "You're such a good friend. Don't inhale." I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
"You're such a good friend. Don't inhale."
Literally, I was like,
I don't remember that.
But she tells her that it's been 3 weeks and she's basically asking Miranda to yank her out of the situation because she knows that she's not sort of seeing clearly. And obviously Miranda, of all of the friends, would be like, logic and do this, do that.
Yeah.
Miranda says, "What about Aiden?" And Carrie is like, "Well, I would die if Aiden found out." She's worried as well that Big is getting jealous of Aiden and he's going to call him. And she says as well that he's threatened to tell Natasha. So it's very messy.
Yeah.
Carrie's in this situation. She has Aiden, she has Big, and Big very much is at a place if he's ready to end his marriage for Carrie. And obviously Carrie doesn't want him to do that. It's just very messy. The whole thing is just like, it's truly a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then Miranda's just like, "Well, what did you think was going to happen?" And Carrie says that she didn't think, and now she's terrified. She's messed it all up, and it can never be what it was supposed to be. And I was like,
what was it supposed to be?
That one line, I was like, is she saying that her and Big were supposed to be together and now it can't be because of this situation?
Oh,
I was just like, what?
Maybe,
What does that mean?
What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Does she still want to be with Big? I don't... I was just like...
Of course she still wants to be with Big.
I don't know.
She knew as soon as, like, he told her, you know, at the beginning, like, a few episodes ago, when he came to her and said, "I can't stop thinking about you." She knew then that, like, they were going to get back together. But they've just done it in this way where she's, like, she doesn't want to, like... I think face up to, like, being wrong.
She,
you know, and facing up to, like, you know, doing something bad.
It's, to me, it seems like she wants Big for that, like, passion, the sex.
The head fuck.
Literally. And then she wants Aiden for, like, the consistency and, like, the normal side and the green flags.
The security as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know that she does want Big, truly. I just think she just wants to be fucked around, honestly. Like,
it is literally, she is addicted.
Yeah.
To
him.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says to Miranda, "Does he only want me now because he can't have me?" And Miranda just instantly says, "Yes," which is true.
Yeah.
She asks Carrie, "What do you want?" And Carrie says to get out this without anyone getting hurt. And she says, you know, you see it in those movies where people realize that they're better off with somebody else and they come out of it with the other partners none the wiser. And Miranda just says, "Carrie, you just have to stop." And Carrie says, "I am stopped. I am."
I am stopped.
I am stopped. Miranda then says, "Well, who else knows?" And she says that, you know, Samantha knows and she can't tell Charlotte for obvious reasons. And they both exhale from the cigarettes, like... And Miranda does it out of, like, the side of her mouth. It's actually so funny how she does it. But I was just like, that's amazing. Carrie in the voiceover says, "While Miranda was trying not to judge me on the Upper East Side, Samantha was judging the crowd at a new hotspot on the Lower West Side." So we see Sam at a bar, and Carrie says, "It was a typical downtown male mix. 10% Wall Street, 10% real estate, and 10% she'd already slept with." So Sam spots someone, like, from across the bar, and Carrie says, "His name was Tom Ramey, a Manhattan legend, straight, steadfastly single, and sexually very active. In short, the male Samantha." He walks over, and they both know of each other, and under a minute, they agree to fuck. Like, they both have their, you know, routines down, and because, you know, they have an understanding. We then see them kissing at his apartment, and he asks Sam if she swings, and she's like, "Oh, do you mean with other couples?" And he says, "No," and shows her this whole room, this whole room that he has this sex swing in. And he says, you haven't fucked until you fucked in the swing. He has a whole room in New York City where real estate is so insanely expensive.
Yeah.
He has a whole room just for a sex swing.
He was like Christian Grey of like the 90s.
Yeah. He really was.
Yeah.
What was the name of the room? The Red, yes.
Isn't it the Red Room?
Yeah. No. Is it the Red Room?
I don't know.
Anyway, she says, I've always wanted to run off and join the circus. So they're like going over to the swing and he's kissing her from behind and he says, so Samantha, when was your last AIDS test? And Sam is just like, she just stops and is like, so much for foreplay. Like, you just completely...
Yeah.
Took them out at the moment. And he says, people like us who are known for fucking have got to do it. And he says that he was tested 3 weeks ago. And Samantha steps away from him, as Carrie says in the voiceover, that Samantha didn't quite know how to tell Tom Raimi. The only sex test she'd ever done was the Cosmo quiz. So she tells him that she hasn't been tested and that she's too busy. And he says, I can't fuck you, you know, unless I know it's safe. Yeah, he says, like, I can't fuck you until he knows it's safe. And to be fair to him, like, he's, you know, he's doing his thing. If he's gonna live that lifestyle, then he's got to make sure that it's safe for everyone involved. So fair play to him.
Yes, and that's a good lesson to everybody as yes, well.
Exactly. Like,
do what you want, but just be safe and make sure that,
yeah.
You know, not just for the other person, but for yourself as well.
Yeah. Carrie in the voiceover says, Samantha suddenly had to figure out just how much she wanted to do Raimi. So, I love this next scene. So we cut to the girls at the diner and Charlotte is there. She's got her glasses on. She's in full bride mode. Mm-hmm. She's explaining, she's got all these like dress catalogues. And she's explaining what each post-it means. So she's got different colour post-its. And she says, these post-its are for the dresses that I kind of like. These are for the ones that I kind of really like. And these are for the ones that I just don't know if I like. And all the girls are just like looking around like, what is happening? And Miranda just says, kill me, please. Just take a sharp object and drag it across my throat.
I fear that is going to be me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a nightmare. Literally, I know that I'm going to be a nightmare.
I get it. I know, I get it. It's like, it's your dress. I get it.
Oh, no, for everything, not just my dress. I'm going to be a nightmare.
So, yeah, Charlotte hands the girls the brochures. And it's a very Charlotte brunch. She gives, like, each girl a separate brochure to look through. And then Sam just says, have you all had an AIDS test? And they're like, where did that come from? And she tells them about Tom, who won't sleep with her until she has one. The girls each say like, well, I say the girls, Miranda and Carrie say how many they've had. But when it comes to Charlotte, she just literally says, how do we feel about upper length gloves? Like she's not here for this conversation. No. around the dresses. Miranda says, how could you not have had one? Sam says that she's scared. And Carrie and Miranda are just saying, like, just go and get it over with. Like, the test is fine. The worst part is waiting for the results. And Miranda then says how they, like, do this hand motion to certain people. And you know it's, like, not good news. Then Charlotte says, this brochure has 1,400 dresses and I've only seen 600. I need help. Like, she's like, we don't need to be sat talking about tests. We need to be looking through dresses. So Sam just says to her, you need to chill the fuck out and hire a stylist. And Charlotte is like, oh my God, I can do that. And Sam says that she's going to send her some names. So we've got an Anthony Loden. No! He's loading.
He's loading.
He's loading. Cut to Carrie typing her column, and she says in the voiceover, later that night, I got to thinking about safe sex. Odd how only when our physical life is at risk do we follow certain guidelines to protect ourselves. But what about our emotional lives? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a little pamphlet to warn us what unsafe behavior might be high risk to ourselves or our relationships? And even if you take all the precautions and emotionally try to protect yourself, when you crawl in bed with somebody, is sex ever safe?
Oh.
Interesting. Because Carrie is obviously thinking about her emotional safety with Big. She clearly doesn't feel emotionally safe with Big. She feels it with Aiden.
Yeah.
They just have this... They obviously have great sex. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think she's obviously very tethered to Big in that they have this physical connection, but I also think she does find emotional comfort in being fucked over, which is not good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's, I don't know if it's like comfort or is it like that's what she's used to?
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's what she's used to, so therefore it's comfortable to her.
Yeah,
because that's what she's used to, and that's in her safe zone. She knows that. She knows how to deal with it. She knows how to...
But in that moment, so with Big, because he is so emotionally unavailable, she can be emotionally unavailable, whereas with mm-hmm. Aiden, she needs to be vulnerable because he is so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like matching that, like... You know, Aiden is what she probably needs more so than Big and how he is acting. And even whenever she's saying, like, you know, is it safe because of the whole, like, you know, getting into bed with Big again? But, like, when Aiden and Natasha are getting into bed with, you know, Carrie and Big, like, they're being lied to, you know, being fucked around and they don't even know it, you know. And I think, like, the whole how do we know in terms of, like, our emotional safety, you know, getting into a relationship with people is literally, like, learning by being in relationships with people. And not even just in, like, romantic relationships, but you learn from, like, friendships and, like, family and, you know, parents and that. You're, you know, what is right and wrong. And it takes it can take a long time sometimes to actually realize, you know, that how someone is treating you is wrong.
Yeah.
And maybe Carrie's just not got there yet with it.
Yeah, it's true, because I almost feel like it's person by person. And yeah, like you said, it's also maybe that's what she's only ever known. Uh-huh. So now that she's with Aiden, she's kind of running away to Big because that, again, is what she knows. But I guess in terms of the question, when you crawl into bed with somebody, is sex ever safe? You know, you're never going to know the answer to that question, really, because people can present in a way and people can behave in a certain way, you know, with you or with certain people, and then they can be the complete opposite. Like, people are very complicated and complex, and you're never really going to know, you know, how emotionally safe it is to be in any kind of relationship with anyone. Sometimes until, like, the bad stuff happens and you're like, wow, actually you're a piece of shit or you've got some serious work to do.
But I also think, like, people who have work to do aren't necessarily bad people either, or no,
not at all.
I think sometimes people, you know, like you said, you don't really know until they're in certain situations, and you could be with someone for years and something could happen that has, like, a negative effect on them, and not even be with them, like, romantically again. Like, this could be friendship, family, or whatever, and then they react in a certain way, and there's a reason for that. You have to, like, learn, like, how to deal with it as such, you know, and
because
communicate with someone.
Nothing is ever sort of, you know, that's like black and white thinking, and it's so easy to label somebody something, or, you know, apply black and white thinking and just think they're a dick or whatever, or they're horrible, or they've not reacted in a way that you would react. But every single person obviously has gone through their own journey, their own struggles, and everybody's just trying to get through life, and some people do have maybe not the best coping strategies. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm saying, but anyway, Carrie in the voiceover says the next day on her way back to work. Oh, I was reading that thinking Carrie doesn't fucking go to work. What the fuck does Carrie go to work?
What?
Yeah, no, she says the next day on her way back to work, Miranda was about to experience a different type of high risk behavior. So This whole storyline, I was like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this storyline at all? We see someone dressed outside like a sandwich shop as a sandwich. And the handing out flyers, he gives one to Miranda and says, eat me. And Miranda's just like, excuse me? And he says, eat me. And she just like shoves the flyer back to him. And it's just like this quick scene. And she walks off. She's like, what the fuck? I don't know how I feel about this eat me comment. Like,
it is, yeah.
It's weird because it is a sandwich.
It is weird.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. There's context behind it.
Yeah. Do you know what actually annoyed me more? It's actually coming up. We'll get to it. Yeah, the eat me comment, I understand why Miranda was like, what the fuck? But also it's a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So it's hard to know, was he being a dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was he doing his job?
Exactly, exactly. Carrie in the voiceover says, Miranda was furious. It was bad enough she had just lost a case, but now she was being harassed by a sandwich. I'm not being funny. But like, of all the girls, it would be Miranda that has a problem with a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not a Subway, it's just like a sandwich, but anyway. So we cut to Charlotte and Anthony.
Anthony, welcome to the show.
Welcome
to Carried Away.
He's a stylist and he's helping Charlotte at Vera Wang to sort of look at some different wedding dress styles because she's very overwhelmed. She doesn't know what she wants. Carrie says in the voiceover that you want the perfect wedding dress fast. You want Anthony Marantino, stylist. Then we see, like, he gets up and he's walking around. He's shouting, like, because the sales assistant has been too long. He's very, like, pushy, like, where's the dress? Where's the dress?
Yeah.
And Carrie continues and says, Charlotte was thrilled. He was, like, the pushy Italian mother she never had. Because Charlotte is not someone where maybe, like, Samantha or possibly Miranda would be very direct. Like,
yeah.
Which is weird because you know in this scene that she's got very strong opinions, but she's almost too scared to be like, no, let's just move on. Like, I feel like she's too scared to just say what she actually thinks because she doesn't want to be thought of as a bitch or whatever. Like, she says it in the scene, but she clearly has strong opinions. So just own it. Just, you don't need, you know, Anthony to speak for you.
Yeah, but things like that are like, you know, it's like, style is very personal to you. So whenever you say you don't like something, that does not mean it's like, it's horrible.
No.
It just means you don't like it.
That's what I mean. Like, she's too worried about what people think of her to say what she wants. But like, you don't have to, you're not being, you know, you don't have to be rude by saying like, no, thank you, let's move on. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like she just, I don't know. I was just like, get a grip, Charlotte. He's basically going to be sort of the pain to the sales assistant, like bossing them around, snapping his fingers so that Charlotte can remain like this prim and proper woman. Some dresses are brought over and she says to one, I think the white is too white. And then Anthony just shouts, hates it. and then they're shown another and she just gives Anthony this look and he just looks back at the sales assistant and just goes, hates it. I do love Charlotte and Anthony because they're so,
oh, they're opposite.
But it works. I don't know, it just works.
Yeah.
Then Charlotte tells Anthony that she doesn't want the sales assistant to think she's a bitch, but her wedding is so important to her and she wants it to be perfect. And Anthony is like, you know, don't worry, you'll know the right dress when you see it. And then another dress is brought over and she falls in love and says, like, that's the one. Which is weird because how can you know that unless you've tried it on?
I know, yeah.
Then we cut to Sam in the doctor's office and Carrie in the voiceover says, across town, Samantha thought she might cry as well. Oh, I guess Charlotte cries when she realizes that she's found the dress. I was like, who's crying? So Carrie says, across town, Samantha thought she might cry as well. So she's nervous about, you know, getting this HIV test. And the doctor is reassuring her, like, being really nice. And she just says, like, answer these questions. And she's going through these questions, saying, like, do you have sex? Do you have oral sex? And when she says, do you have oral sex? Give, receive? And she says, yes. Yes, yes. And then she says, do you swallow? And she says, only when surprised. Like, it's just, it's so funny.
Only when surprised.
Only when surprised. Then she says, how many sexual partners have you had? And Sam goes quiet. And she's like, she looks up and she says, I'm thinking. And then she goes quiet again and looks up. And then she goes, this year? just, it's quite iconic, I think, that scene.
Yeah.
Carrie in the voiceover says, while Samantha tried to remember her sexual past, I came face to face with my sexual present. So Carrie and Aiden are kissing in bed, and she tells him to stop because he's making like this kissing, like moany sound. And he says, you know, okay, I'll stop. They're still kissing. He does it again, and she like throws him off and is like, I can't breathe. Like, she's so in her head about everything that's happening, that everything's doing her head in, and this noise is just like, but everything's just getting to her. Little things are getting to her because she's so, you know, up to here with absolutely everything that's going on. When she pushes him off, he immediately starts to get dressed to leave, and she jumps up and says, like, don't go.
We are pausing the podcast to let you know that we are on Patreon. Yes!
Woohoo!
You can now become a member of the Carried Away family and get exclusive content, voting privileges, early access, and much, much more.
There are two memberships to choose from, the Carrie and the Samantha. The link is in the show notes. We hope to see you there.
And he says, I don't get it. You used to like that sound that I make. And she says, I love that sound. And he's like, you know, I'm going home. And she says that she's in a weird place and she'll be out of it soon. I was just like, will you? Will you? Will you really? Will you really? Just be honest with yourself. Then she says, you know, that she's sorry, and she asks him to sort of say that it's okay, that she's like, they're okay, basically. And he says, you know, it's okay. And she says, it's all me. I just need time to figure stuff out. And he says, well, I'll give you that time. So she says, you're not saying that in a bad way. And he says, no. I'll be downtown. And then he's like going to leave, and she says, hey buddy. I was like, what? She says, hey buddy, call me later. And he says, I'll call you tomorrow. And they kiss, and she asks him to make the noise again, and he does, and then he goes. And Carrie in the voiceover says, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was pretty sure that I had just entered high risk relationship behavior. Yeah, like she's just in a horrendous place. There's too much going on. And she doesn't know what she wants. She's confused.
Yeah.
She's taken it out on Aiden.
Poor Aiden. He just doesn't have a clue what's going on.
I know. Then we cut to outside the sandwich shop. And Carrie says, 3 days later, Miranda had finally gotten her fill of the sandwich. She tells the sandwich. She says, you can't harass women like that, because he says, eat me again. And she goes into the store to tell the manager. She says, that sandwich is saying sexually explicit things to women as they walk by. And he says, like, you know, what did he say? And she tells him. And the manager says, like, yeah, he's a sandwich. And then Miranda says, he didn't say it in the sandwich way. He said it in the sexual harassing way. The guy is like, he's a sandwich. The guy then says, lady, it's a sandwich. And I was just like, who the fuck are you calling lady? Yeah. I hate that. But anyway, she leaves, and as she walks past the sandwich, he says it again. He says, eat me. And then she says, oh, you're so brave inside your sandwich. And then Carrie in the voiceover says, and then Miranda glimpsed just enough of his full lips and shiny white teeth to stop thinking about the sandwich and start wondering about the man inside the bun. So she's clearly got a glimpse of the face and is a bit intrigued.
Yeah, thinks he's maybe a good-looking
sandwich. She's interested. Like, I'm sorry, but do you not think the same? Like, what the fuck is this? Is the storyline?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If I was Cynthia Nixon and I show up to work and they're like, here's the script, Cynthia, and it's like, great. And it's like, yeah, you're intrigued by a sandwich. I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's saying eat me to you every time you walk past them. Yeah, it's a bit weird. It's a bit of a moment for Miranda where you're just like, what's going on? Tell us what's really happening.
Exactly. Like, what's... Yeah. Like, I don't... I know it's funny, but this is so weird. So we cut to Miranda in her apartment, and she's on the phone to Carrie, telling Carrie that she can't stop thinking about the sandwich. So Miranda says it's the whole mystery thing. They're sort of laughing about the whole situation just because it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Carrie is like, you know, that's the first laugh that I've had in weeks. She says to thank the sandwich when you're having sex with him. And Miranda says, I can't have sex with a sandwich, can I? She's really considering having sex with a sandwich.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Remember I was saying at the beginning of the episode that she's like, you know, back on the dating scene, and I'm like, well, she's had this moment with the, you know, with the phone sex, and now she's gone to the sandwich. Things are a bit odd for Miranda at the moment.
I'm just worried about her. I just hope she's okay.
Yeah. Something's happening. Yeah.
I really don't know what to make of it. I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah. It's such a random story.
Cut to Samantha in the doctor's office waiting room, and Carrie in the voiceover says, as Samantha sat and waited for her test results, she had one thought over and over, and it's, please don't let them take me into that little room. So obviously that's what Miranda was talking about earlier, where they give people the hand motion when they've got not good results.
The bad news.
Yeah. She's having, you know, a lot of anxiety about the whole situation. And then the doctor comes over and says, like, you know, Samantha, come with me, and does the hand motion. Carrie says in the voiceover that Sam began to realise she was being taken into that little room. And then as she's, you know, following the doctor into the room, she faints. Carrie says that she was perfectly healthy. The nurse just wanted a place to lecture her on safe sex practices. I don't understand why the nurse wanted to lecture on safe sex practices if she's clearly safe.
Maybe that's just like protocol of like, that's what they do.
Maybe, but it doesn't sound like Miranda or Carrie had that experience. I just feel like there was a bit of judgment.
Don't judge our Samantha.
Carrie says in the voiceover, later that week, somehow I found myself back at the corner of 56th and Safe. So they're back at the dodgy hotel, and she's sat in the waiting room with like sunglasses on, and a guy comes over and says, like, how much for sex? Because he said that he's seen her there before, and he basically just thinks that she is a sex worker. Carrie goes over to Big and says, you know, I'm leaving. People think that I'm here for sex. She storms out, and Big rushes after her. As Carrie's leaving, she steps down the steps, and Charlotte is like walking down the street, and she's like, Carrie, oh my God, like, what are you doing in this neighborhood? And Carrie is just like so surprised and shocked that Charlotte is there. She just doesn't answer. She doesn't know what to say. She doesn't know what to do. And she just has this look on her face of like complete guilt, like, I've been found out.
Yeah.
And then obviously, because Big was chasing her out, like, he appears. He tries to cover for them, saying like they just ran into each other, and he tries for a second to like make it okay. He asks like, how are you? And she's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been looking at, you know, wedding dresses. And then she's just like, I've got to go, like, it's just too weird of a situation.
Yeah.
Carrie realizes like how uncomfortable Charlotte is, and she just says like, Charlotte. She doesn't really say anything. She just knows that Charlotte is now aware of what's going on, and she's just like, mm-hmm. Charlotte. But then, you know, Charlotte walks off. Carrie in the voiceover says, well, that was that. Now nowhere was safe, not even 56th and 8th. We then cut to Carrie with Charlotte. Carrie is explaining how it was a force bigger than her, meaning like obviously Big, and Charlotte is just so disappointed. And she says, you're the other woman. And Carrie says, I'm not that woman. And she says, you know, I already feel bad. Then Charlotte says, well, you should feel bad. What about her? Do you ever think about her? And Carrie says, yeah, all the time. And Charlotte says, no, you don't. You think about what would happen to you if she found out.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, mic drop. Like, Charlotte is not always the one to come out and say it as it is. She will hold her tongue sometimes, but Charlotte just fucking threw that truth bomb at Carrie, and I was like, thank God. And I think that that's gonna sink in with Carrie, because it has come from Charlotte, because she knows that, you know,
Miranda's
I don't really
say.
Think yeah I don't really think that Samantha's gonna have a strong opinion as long as Carrie's doing what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. Miranda's going to give her the truth bomb and she knows that, but for Charlotte to give her the truth bomb is so much more powerful because she doesn't always do that.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking true. Like, Carrie does not sit around thinking about Natasha. Carrie thinks about what would happen to her if Natasha found out.
Yeah.
There's also some things that Carrie says, you know, as we get in like the final scene, I'm just like, what the fuck? We'll get there, but oh my god. Charlotte then says, you know, they took vows, and she says, I'm getting married. How would you feel if someone did this to me? You know, Carrie is like, she would kill them, and you know, she says that she's getting out of the situation. I don't know who she's trying to convince at this point, whether it's herself, whether it's other people, but the delusion is real. Charlotte, I just loved that Charlotte just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, that was the hard truth that, like...
It really was.
She needed to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly doesn't sink in. So then we cut to Miranda, who is all excited about approaching the sandwich on the street.
God, Miranda, what is happening?
I don't know. I am worried. Miranda, if you're okay, just let us know. Carrie in the voiceover says, a week of fantasizing about hot sex with the unknown man behind the sandwich had gotten to Miranda. Safe or not, she needed to see at least who she was dealing with. So she goes up to the sandwich and is like, look, this is silly. Let me see your face. And he pulls off a, like, face covering. And he's clearly, like, a very young, very young person. I thought he looked like a teenager. But I was just like, I'm just going to go with young person because we're not even going to get into that.
We're not sure.
But yeah. He's clearly a very young person. Carrie in the voiceover says, even though he was kind of cute, Miranda walked away. After all, what do they really have in common? She was a lawyer and he was a sandwich. What the fuck? Carrie then says, later that day at Tom Ramey's, after a week of sheer anxiety, Samantha enjoyed the benefits of totally safe sex. So they're on the sex swing. They're clearly swinging too much on this sex swing because it literally falls off the ceiling. But it's just, like, they were just swinging. There was no movement. They weren't having sex. They were just literally swinging.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Carrie and Big. And as soon as this scene started, we recognize that they're at Big and Natasha's apartment.
Hotel.
Big and Natasha's hotel. This scene. So Carrie in the voiceover says, it was the lowest of the low. I had just finished making love to my married ex-boyfriend on his lunch hour at his apartment while his 25-year-old wife was sunning herself at the Hamptons. Carrie then says to Big, like, I think we should stop seeing each other. And he says, why? And she grabs his hand and, like, looks at the ring and says, you're married. Like, that is why. He then says, well, fine then, I'm going to call her. And Carrie is like, are you mad? Like, what are you going to do? Ring her at the beach and, like, tell her? Big says, you know, this is about that other guy, meaning Aiden. And he says, you're still in love with him. And she says, you know, his name is Aiden and you also have a wife, Natasha. And then she says, anyway, if you wanted to tell her, you would have by now. And then Big is like, what the fuck? You know, you told me not to. And then because she's grabbed the phone, she puts the phone back, like, on the bed and says, you know, here, you know, call her. And he says, if I make this call, are you going to be here for me? And she's like, are we really doing this? You know, no more hiding. And then he says, in or out? And then she says that she needs more time. And he says that he's going to call her on Monday. He goes and leaves and says, like, on his way out, he says, you know how to let yourself out. And this whole scene is just like, Big is almost like, they're almost like putting it on each other to decide what the fuck this is. You know, Big's like, you know, you've got till then. And she's like, are we doing this? Like, they're just so fucking confused. I don't know. It's just like, I want to slap both.
They don't want to deal with the they don't want to deal with the consequences of their actions in any way.
And I genuinely think if both of them knew that they could get away with this forever, they would keep doing this. They would keep, you know, in this little, having this little affair.
Yeah.
You know, while Big is married and why Carrie is with Aiden. Yeah. Carrie in the voiceover says, I couldn't help but wonder if I really did know the way to let myself out. So then we see Carrie in the apartment. She is not bothered at all about leaving, about getting out of the, you know, the scene of the crime. She's clearly had a shower. She's like mooching around the apartment, looking at, you know, flowers that Natasha has put there. And, you know, she's going in the fridge, like she's eating, like she just does not give one single fuck.
Like imagine like being Natasha and knowing that, like, she was literally just making herself
exactly
home there.
Exactly.
Like, it is all.
But Carrie clearly has no, like, she's just not bothered in the slightest that this is somebody else's home. You've just had sex with somebody's husband, and now you're just even gonna hit the nail on the head and then mope around their apartment and use the shower and eat the food and
it's
just like
madness. Yeah.
So Carrie says, Charlotte was right. What did I really know about Natasha? Natasha is a woman who likes tea roses. Natasha is a woman who collects antique sugar bowls. Natasha is a woman who comes home early from the Hamptons. So, yeah, at this point, Natasha is coming through the door.
This serves Carrie right anyway, because, like...
It really fucking does. But even this whole scene, it's just so anxiety-inducing, because...
I'm like,
oh my God. Like, the absolute... It's not good.
No.
So Carrie sees Natasha come in. She hears Natasha, you know, being like, honey, I'm home, kind of thing. And she tries to run... She tries to basically leave the apartment without Natasha seeing her. But she's, you know, making noise. She tries to take her jacket off the chair and it drags. And she gets out. But literally, as she's just, you know, closing the door, Natasha sees her running out. And then she says, Carrie. And she's like, I see you. And she chases her out of the apartment. Natasha even shouts, like, I knew you were having an affair, but not in my house.
I know, that's mad.
Like, how heartbreaking is that? Like, the fact that, I mean, obviously the affair in itself is horrendous, but she's just being like, you know, I'll have your husband, I'll have your house. Like, I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
But then as Natasha is, like, chasing her down the stairs, she trips, and it's so horrible. She literally falls, hits like a teeth on the hard floor, and as she lifts her head up, there's like blood. It's really horrendous. It's like, anything else that you want to cause, Carrie, like, why don't you just stab her in the back as well while you're at it? Any more damage that you want to do? And I'm not just saying it's Carrie's fault, because it's not, but Natasha is clearly a victim.
Yeah.
And then Carrie says the most infuriating thing I think I've ever heard her say. Carrie says in the voiceover, I always assumed the one who would be hurt in all of this would be me. And I was just like, what?
Why and why?
What? The level of narcissism in this woman. I'm sorry, she thought she was the one who was going to be hurt in this?
Of course she did. Like, Charlotte was right. She was only concerned about her.
Exactly, and that's all she's ever been concerned about, truly.
Yeah.
But to say that she assumed that the one who would be hurt in all of this would be her, I'm sorry. What? What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? It makes me so angry. Carrie, like, helps her up and, you know, puts her in a taxi and you know, to the nearest hospital, and she jumps in the car. I just found it interesting that she actually got in the car.
Yeah.
Because she clearly does not give a fuck. So why are you pretending? Why are you even pretending?
Yeah, I know. Like, just leave her alone.
And I mean, I get it. But I was just like, just leave this woman alone. Just as for Natasha, I'm telling you. She jumps in the taxi and then waits in the waiting room. And then Big appears at the hospital. And he asks, you know, if she's okay. And Carrie says that she lost a tooth and needed a stitch in a lip. She says that her parents are on the way, and then she says, like, I'm going. And as she goes to leave, Big grabs her hand and thanks her for being there and says, I'll call you. Like, is this not enough? Like, is this...
Yeah. This is the wake-up call that they all needed to be, like, just stop.
Yeah, like, is... The fact that this isn't a clear ending point for Big is so... bizarre to me. Yeah, so he says, I'll call you. And then she turns around and says, like, as she's leaving, she turns around and says, for what? She says, we're so over. We need a new word for over. Big just kind of has this weird response. He just gives her this look. I don't know what the look was supposed to be. And she's just like, she's so done. She's so done. Yeah. Even in like the background, the automatic door that's opening, shutting. And it so represents them. Like, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but the door is literally opening, shutting, and it's just,
yeah.
It's very telling. So Carrie arrives home very disheveled. Like, she's clearly had a very eventful day. As she gets home, Aiden is there and he says, you know, surprise, where have you been? I was just like, sweet, poor, innocent Aiden.
I know. God love Aiden.
And she says that, you know, she's just been walking around. She went to a museum. She says, like, I'm just going to go wash my face, and tells him I'll be right in. And she goes into the bathroom and she's looking at herself in the mirror. And in the voiceover, she says, somehow I had found my way to make it out of this mess and I'd made it home. Ugh. And that is the episode.
Oh, Carrie.
This is it now. You know, Natasha is well and truly, you know, she says that she knew that they were having an affair, but this really is like, it's confirmed. She knows it for a fact. They're in her house. Like, there's no going back for Big and Natasha. The fact that Carrie says at the end, I've somehow found a way to sort of get out of this mess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, the mess is still there that you have participated in. You just don't have to deal with the direct consequences right in this moment because Aiden doesn't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It won't be long, but oh my God, there's this episode.
I know.
I just can't get over that line. She thought the one who would be hurt in this would be her.
I know, don't be silly. I want to slap the bitch.
I want to slap the bitch. Oh my God, it's so annoying. Dear.
We do have a Justice for Natasha episode coming up on our Patreon next week. If you're not one of our patrons. If you're not one of our patrons, get on there and join us in the campaign for justice for Natasha.
We seriously, like, I'm sorry, even, you know, go into And Just Like That, where Carrie is still hounding her, like, what does she want from Natasha? She's had a husband, she's been moping around her home, she's had blood, she lost a tooth.
She lost a tooth.
And then she has the audacity and Just Like That to be like, well, why did Big give her $1 million? Because he ruined her fucking life. She lost a tooth, so it's maybe a bit of an apology. But oh my God, like, what was going on? Get a grip, Carrie Bradshaw.
Come on, Carrie. Think of other people, please.
She's never going to do that. She is never, ever going to do that unless it has, you know, something to do with her.
Yeah. Madness. But a good episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was obviously a very significant episode in terms of storyline. Didn't really like Miranda's storyline, although it did make me laugh a little bit. Like, she wanted to have sex with a sandwich.
Yeah, it was a filler.
It was.
Wasn't significant.
It was. We had the introduction of Anthony, and we had
Charlotte giving some home truths to...
Which I just fucking loved. I want Charlotte to give some home truths more often.
Yeah, we love that. We love that. So thanks very much, Keela. It was a great episode.
Thank you for...
Good job.
Good job. I mean, I didn't write it myself, but, you know.
Oh. But you hosted the episode very well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to say before we wrap up the episode... that when this episode airs, we may have potentially met Sarah Jessica Parker.
We may.
So you would have known already if we have or not, but go take a listen to our most recent bonus episode to hear what happened. Did we meet or did we not? We don't know. Yes.
We don't know. At this point, we don't know. It's not happened yet, but it will be. It will be happening, potentially. Yeah. That was a very crazy episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Come and join us on Instagram.
Yes, come and join us on Instagram, Patreon, YouTube. We're there too.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere. We're like Carrie Bradshaw. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.